A Vesper service usually includes music, sometimes memories, and of course this evening we will have some of both. Music is an interesting subject. It can stir the soul and deepen the impression of the words used in the music. You know, sometimes we say repetition deepens impression. Well, in music, words are often repeated, but I never find it boring. I find it emotional and stimulating and encouraging. The theme of this Vesper service this evening will be Jesus. We're going to have several hymns. They will be mostly in video form. We will later sing one hymn together. Our first hymn in video form will be a song we know. Most of us know it, some of us by heart. Nearer, My God, to Thee. Now, I heard this being played earlier today. Sister Tammy was playing it as a predicate for one of our meetings, and I told her how beautiful it was. But we're going to play another rendition. This won't have words, but we will talk about the words later. Brother Robin, we're going to ask you to play that first video for us. Now, you know some of the words of that, and you know all of you that are here wish to be nearer to God. There's only one way you can do that. You remember that cloud scene? That always impressed me. He's a long ways away. If we want to be nearer to God, we have to have some means of accessing him. Now, see, these are some of the words, and I didn't realize for many years that these words are really drawn from an episode back in Genesis 28 about Jacob fleeing from his brother Esau. He'd be away from the land for 20 years. And he rested the first night, and his rest was a stone. So when it talks about darkness comes over me, my rest a stone, that's where it's drawing from. And you remember that what he saw was a ladder. He saw a ladder stretching from heaven to earth. This always seemed odd to me, but there's angels ascending and descending. And that ladder is Jesus, because Jesus said in John 1:51, "Hereafter, Nathanael, you shall see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." So Jesus is our access to the Heavenly Father. And we want to scale that height. We want to be nearer to God. Now, how are we going to get nearer to God? Well, we're going to follow Jesus. We're going to look at him and follow his example. And then when we do things that are good, we'll get praise, some appreciation. When we do things that are not so good, maybe a little correction. But we'll have to look unto Jesus for this. Brother Robin, can you play that next video? I've seen that video many times in preparing for this, and in every case, I was impressed by the young people that were actually speaking, and the impression, the young people that were actually singing, and the impression of their faces and the sincerity with which they sang that song. I hope to be as sincere in looking to Jesus for all things above. Now, we can't really access Jesus even directly now, but we do have mentors and teachers and elders, and we have people that when we were young directed us, and we're going to look at some of those now. Now, Brother Robin, you'll see. Okay. Now, you're going to see a number of people that we have gathered. They won't be nationwide because I'm going to show pictures of those that I remember as mentors and leaders when I was young. And that would be from San Diego, Los Angeles, Asilomar, Phoenix, San Luis Obispo, in this area. So it's going to be a Southwest. One of those was Brother David, and of course I'm going to show their wife in each case because they were influential as well, David and Shirley Bruce. I remember, now I'm going to speak memories of my own. You'll have memories of your own. So this is one-sided a little bit. But when I was just a boy, I remember him coming up at the Phoenix Convention, putting his hand around me, hugging me, and giving me some encouraging words. And he was always pleasant from that time forward. Many other things I could say. Brother Larry Paul Davis. Now I know him as L.P. Davis on all the programs, San Luis Obispo. Now let's see, other people will know better than I. But my understanding is that a large part of the San Luis Obispo class came from his work in a church in which he preached the truth day by day until he was asked to please leave, and then many brethren left with him. Brother Edward and Lillian Fay, Brother Russell and Sister Pauline Pollock, you all know these people. Well, some of you are newer and you won't remember them. These are people that I knew from the, I don't remember not knowing them. That's how long I have known them. But Brother Edward Fay was this person that I could, even from youth, speak to freely. Now, I don't always feel that way as a boy about mature elders, but him I did. He was always very conversant. Lillian Fay, I could tell you sweet things about her. When she saw some attitudes that she thought might be corrected in me, how sweet she approached me. It was lovely. Brother Russell Pollock, I could ask him any question. I did. I asked him a lot of questions. Once he had a study for us youth, he had passed out questions for each one of us, On the back of the question, unbeknownst to me, was the answer. I just didn't get the idea. He repeatedly asked, does anybody have an answer to that question? Well, I did. I just didn't know it. But I asked him many other questions later. One of the questions I asked him, he says, I'll have to get back to you on that. He never did. He passed away. But he's some of my best memories. Brother Irving Foss, Sister Hulda Foss, my goodness, Brother Irving, always something deep and thoughtful and dignified in his lessons. Brother John Hall always looked deeply at the scriptures, impressed me with the integrity of his thoughts. Not long before he passed, I asked him a question. He was very forthright. It was not easy for him to answer the question. He answered a question in which he had changed his opinion. Well, I respected him for his integrity of his thoughts, and now I believe he was correct. Brother Ken and Sister Mary Nail, I could say a lot about all these people. It's hard to say too much. Our time is brief here today. But Brother Ken Nail was always sincere in his comments. Sister Mary Nail, I still remember the hymn she sang at Asilomar, pretty much isolated by herself at a baptismal service, Fade, Fade, Each Earthly Joy. Her voice and her singing will never escape me. Brother Emil and Sister Desine Hersher, thoughtful, observant, with kind and specific personal comments. Brother Charles and Sister Elaine Redeker, now gone from us. I had the privilege of typesetting one of Brother Charles' studious works, and I learned a lot from it. I learned a lot from him throughout his years, careful, thoughtful, and learned. Brother Michael Nakora, so many things he taught me. But one thing I remember that I use all the time, don't talk about what's wrong, but what is right. And in our new experiences with African brethren, I try to keep that in mind. I don't tell them all the errors that other people have. I tell them what's right about the kingdom and the wonderful hope. Brother Russell and Sister Jerry Jerd, he was a dignified, devoted brother, dignified, calm, temperate comments. My mother was so attracted to that spirit. She actually did 2 paintings for him. She never did a painting for me. And that was a very nice memory. Brother Tunis and Sister Nettie Gary, Brother Tunis was my baptizer. I think he was surprised when I was baptized, but he was very kind. Brother Al and Sister Betty Langford, always well-prepared lessons, kindly presented. Now, Brother Jonathan Freer is here. I have something to say about Jonathan Freer and his connection that my wife told me. I don't know it personally. She said that Brother Langford took him, that Jonathan told her. Brother Langford took him under his wing and taught him how to be a good deacon. That's just a sweet remembrance. But, of course, Brother Freer then went on to be a good elder for many years from that help. Brother Edward and Sister Doris Lorenz. Brother Edward had a sharp mind. He was honest. He was earnest for the truth. I still remember as a boy in his Sunday school learning things that I never knew before. He wrote a letter for me to the CO concerning our CO status as well. Brother Larry and Sister Martha Davis, my first early good memory of Brother Larry Davis is in a teen study at somebody's home. And I still remember the question that he asked, focusing us on what the truth will mean to us as we get older. Sister Martha, the lovely voice, I always thought that her children must be real proud of their mother because of her voice. I loved it. Later in life, when the father was gone, she treated me special. And then I came to find out she treated everyone special. And I had a big smile. But that's the way she made people feel. Brother Wilson, a smile, a friendly smile, always encouraging. His smile represents his spirit. Brother Burton and Sister Nancy Brown, open, friendly, always able to speak to the young ones like me. Brother Gilbert, Sister Marjorie, the most responsible for my standing before God. I have so much to say, but I won't. I can't wait to see them again. Now, there's a whole lot of other people that I don't have pictures for. There's a lot of others that I think about. Tom and Charlotte Adams, they're not gone yet. Robert and Rachel Alexander. Oscar Caudill from our class. Vivian and Russell Cole. I have something to say of each one of these. Time won't allow it. Bertram Cooper, always learn things from him. Fred Darrow, a dear brother, elderly brother. Earl Fowler, you know, the Revelation student. I always loved his studies. I couldn't wait to hear the next talk. But the last talk I ever heard about him was not Revelation. It was the last talk he gave in San Diego, and that was on love, hymn 165. I remember the number and the subject and the hymn. Homer and Grace Hamlin, the senior Hershers, married by Brother Russell, if I'm not mistaken, way back when. Brother Robert Kinney, one of those that passed away that kind of changed the class. Brother Nick Curios, he was never an elder that I know of. An elderly Greek brother that was very humble, but he could speak to a young teenager. And I learned something deep from him about the 2300 days. I'll never forget it, or his kind interest in a young person. Edward and Jacqueline Mell, my grandparents Fred and Alice Rice, Norman and Rachel Rice, Thomas Ride, I have to go quicker now. Robert and Ruth Seclemian, I have to say, though, with Ruth Seclemian, that's how I learned to memorize the Old Testament books of the Bible. It cost her one quarter. I guess I just needed that motivation. And when I did that, another quarter got me through the whole New Testament. Will and Wanda Soper, he was my idea of an elder when I was young. Stuart and Virginia Sowers. I could say much about all of these people. Okay, there's one more. George and Peg Jeffrey. Now, I preach this up because, first of all, it was sent to me and I liked it. But secondly, you remember this was the Unitarian Hall where the conventions used to be year after year after year. And I remember going into the back room, back end of this large auditorium. It was before the meetings and somebody was playing an organ. And it was assembling the people to come together. And I always remember that was Brother Jeffrey. And I remember the hymn that he usually played that I recall. And that is hymn 342, Blessed Assurance. And those are some of the words that I remember. So when I got this picture, I couldn't help but show the picture because that was in my memory. Now, Brother Robin, we're going to go on to the next area. We have problems that come sometimes to ourselves in our Christian life. I'm delighted that we had such a wonderful group of leaders and teachers and mentors. I can't imagine a more wonderful group than those that I have showed you. I'm thankful to the Lord for that kind of influence. Sometimes we do have problems in our life. Sometimes we have mountain experiences. Now, sometimes we talk about mountaintop experiences. Those are very pleasant. Sometimes we have mountain difficulties that are very challenging. We're going to talk about that, but Brother Robin, I'm going to have you play that video first, if you would.
That I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes it troubles sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so
sometimes mountain difficult experiences come in our way. And you know, in that hymn, it talked about a mountain or a troubled sea or a desert. Desert reminds me of Elijah that had to flee to the desert and had a real problem. Some of you know that my uncle was Brother Alf Gaunt. I remember an episode that he told us about when I was young. I don't know whether he was in the Merchant Marine or some other occupation, but he was out in the sea, and it was a troubled sea. It was so disastrous, he just prayed, "God, if you will deliver me from this, I'll consecrate my life to you." God did deliver him. Do you think he consecrated his life? You all know Brother Ralph Gaunt. He was deeply devoted. Luther found a lightning storm so dreadful, he promised God if he was saved from that lightning storm, he would become a monk. His father, who trained him as a lawyer, was not pleased with that. But Luther did as he committed. Sometimes this mountain is so severe it will take one's life. The mountain is used symbolically of the Roman government in the second period of the church. Some of you may know the story of Perpetua and Felicity, who died as two young Christian women, one with a newborn child and one still pregnant, but delivered before death. They gave their life rather than deny their faith. Now, there was another sister in the Midwest, middle-aged sister. She went through a difficult experience a couple of years ago. And I have thought for a long time, she should be consecrated. Imagine my pleasure to hear recently that she now is. And she wrote me this: "Now I want to move forward with a new purpose. Lately, I have felt a bursting in my chest of gratitude and love for the Lord and the brethren. I always had these things, of course, and I have felt the chest bursting before in spurts. But in the last week or so, it has been more emotional and long-lasting. I just went for a walk, and I usually pray on my walks, and I was just bursting with gratitude as I named everything I am thankful for." Well, that gratitude should be with us all the time. We should be bursting with thanks. Now, I'd like to have us all sing together one hymn. That's hymn 321. This is about Jesus. And this is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Now, we have that actually on a video, and we're going to sing to the video. And the video will have words on it. If you wish to read your hymn book, that's fine. It'll be the same words. Brother Robin, would you play that for us?
Thank you.
I got a call from a sister in our class recently. Her name is Sister Kathy Demaray. I don't think she's here today. You know, you may know that Sister Barbara Bright in our class went through a difficult experience recently. She was very short of breath. She went to the hospital. They said you need immediate surgeries or treatment. They took her about an hour away, and she had 3 stents put in her for her heart. So while she was in the hospital, Sister Kathy Demaray called her, and together, over the phone, they sang that hymn. The nurses were impressed, as was I. You know that Jesus healed a lot of people. Jesus had a ministry that was complete. He healed all that came to him, it says. He didn't say, well, I'm sorry, come back tomorrow. It's a long day today. He healed all that came to him. I never saw Jesus heal a single person. But you're going to have the privilege of doing what he did and healing the world and mankind over time as time ensues. Now, we've got a video for you, and I apologize for the time. Please be patient with me. Got a couple of more videos. But this is a video about somebody being healed. Now, this is a medical healing, but it kind of reminds you of the kind of healing Jesus did. He did heal people who couldn't hear, who had lost their hearing. This is a series of people who had their hearing restored medically. I just thought maybe you'd like to see it. It's Brother Robin? I will say there's 3 things you're going to find out. Surprise, joy,
how about now? One,
and then
two,
tears.
Three. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Do you want me to talk some more?
I can hear
the voice. Oh, really?
Yeah. Michael, talk to her.
Hello? Danielle, can you hear me?
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Morse. Alright. How does it sound now?
Good.
Is it sounding better? Can you hear my voice now? Yeah? What about Mom's voice?
Can you hear my voice?
Yes.
Oh. So if I'm talking, it's like a...
You're hearing yourself. You're hearing yourself.
I love you.
That's weird.
Your voice, right? Keep talking to it.
Bella, I love you.
I love you too.
More than anything in this whole world.
That's...
I'm proud of you.
You can hear yourself. Okay, so... Are you okay? It just sounds so distant.
Mommy. Tamara. Hi, Mommy.
When you talk.
Better, worse, mm-hmm. About the same?
Better.
Okay. Would you like more, or is this good enough?
It's good enough.
Okay. Is it too loud? Okay. Sound clear, or does it sound muffled?
Sounds clear.
I'm going to leave for just a minute, and you guys can share.
You're going to cause people to be very thankful in the kingdom. Jesus is going to be the one that's going to lead us in healing the world of mankind. It'll be a precious experience. Probably the most remarkable healing that Jesus ever did, the most memorable one, was when he raised somebody from the dead. We have a video about that. Well, it's a song about it. But it's one that touches my heart. It's a little long. Robin, would you play that for us? And remember, we're going to give life to everyone. That is Jesus.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus, he did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried for days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you have been here, you could have healed him, he'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and the hope is gone. Show me the grave. But you said, Lord, you don't understand. It's been there for days. The gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried. Lazarus gone forth. Then somebody said, still the same. He'll soon be here. He'll roll back the stone, and he'll call out your name. When he's 4 days late, and the hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so
I think the world is waiting, but the world is going to find out that he's going to be right on time. Everything will work out just perfectly. We have one more video, and this is a video that I got from another brother. I enjoyed hearing it from him. And this is, I think, expresses what we all want, what we really want in life, in the morning of our life, in the middle of our life and in the evening of our life is we want Jesus. And everyone that knows the truth and knows how wonderful God is and what Jesus has done should want Jesus and be committed to him 100%. We encourage that everywhere. Brother Robin, our very last video, and then the most patient chairman in the world will be introduced to you after that. Our last video. Brother Robin.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, Jesus, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.